Veterans groups, be careful what you wish for. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The story about the secret patient waiting list at the Phoenix Veterans Hospital includes what seems to me to be a pretty important detail, the motivation behind the secret list. The supervisors would put names on that list, not because they were just callous people, but because by keeping the official waiting list as short as possible, they'd be eligible for performance bonuses. That's the other scandal, that a bonus system intended to reduce waiting times may have actually made them worse. It motivated people not to fix the problem, but to hide the problem. In 1978, when President Carter started the federal bonus system, the idea was to make government more like business, which uses bonuses for everything. The trouble is, bonuses just don't work in government the way they do in business. Although you could argue they don't work that well in business either, Wall Street being Exhibit A. In any case, veterans groups are understandably outraged, and some of them want heads to roll now.
Paul Rykoff of the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America says they're disappointed in what he called a weak response from the president.
We expected to hear action, we expected to hear a plan, and we saw neither.
But with elections coming, there are a lot of political agendas just beneath the surface, and veterans groups should understand that one of them is to privatize veterans' hospitals or provide veterans with vouchers for private care. I don't know if it'd be better or worse, but it would certainly bring the country closer together, because then we'd all be on the same waiting list. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.